Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.
I'm super excited. I'm always excited to have in-studio guests. And today we'll be chatting about show jumping. So with me in studio, I am joined by Jade and Janine. Welcome to the grandstand.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well, thanks, and you?
Great.
Jade, you don't look like a person who talks too much.
No, I'm usually on the quiet side.
Does Janine do all the talking?
Yes, mostly, yeah.
All right, Jade and Janine, so you guys are sisters.
Yes.
And we're talking about who's older, because you really look like, you know.
So I'm the older one, and then we've got a four-year gap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Guys, if you were to see them, like, literally, Janine was saying earlier on that people actually think that she's the older one, but it's Jade who is the older one. But let's get right into it, guys. Let's talk about your relationship as sisters. Do you have other siblings?
So we've got a younger brother, but I would definitely say that we are closer.
Yeah.
We've got a much better, closer relationship.
Do you guys always spend time together? Do you guys share secrets and confide in each other?
That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Who gives more advice?
My sister.
Yeah,
for sure. She's like my unpaid therapist. Just listens to all my problems.
Oh, that is so great. Janine, let me start with you. If you can just tell me more about yourself, the kind of person that you are.
I would say I'm a very outgoing person, a very chatty person. I'd say I stay very the same than when you meet me from when you know me.
You're very consistent.
Yeah.
And you, Jade?
I'm more on the quiet side, like to do stuff by myself. Mm-hmm. Don't have that many friends, which is dead.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Yeah. Having too many friends sometimes really doesn't work out.
Yes.
And let's talk about your mom, you know, and the kind of mother that she is. It seems like she's very supportive because she's right here in studio with us.
Yeah, definitely very supportive, always there for us. So nice.
Definitely. Let's get right into it, ladies. So you guys are show jumpers. For someone who's sitting at home, we as Vision View Sports Radio, we cover a whole different sporting codes. And obviously, some don't know other sporting codes. Do you care to share what show jumping is?
Yes, I'll tell us. Mm-hmm. So show jumping is a competitive equestrian event where a horse and rider is required to jump a designed designed obstacle in a specific time limit.
Okay, and Janine, how does it work right here in South Africa?
So you obviously have your horse and your rider combination, mm-hmm. and then you would go into the ring, and then sort of you obviously have the height that you're doing. Let's say you're doing 1.1.
Mm-hmm.
So to say, if I'm doing 1.1, you want to do it in the fastest time that you can, but you can't knock any rails down.
Mm.
For every rail that you knock down, it's 4 penalties.
Hectic.
And then they do have a time limit.
Okay.
So if you go past that time limit, you get time penalties.
Ah.
And you don't want that.
Yeah.
And then if your horse doesn't want to jump it, you're only allowed 2 stops.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're eliminated, which means you can no longer
continue. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. You can only jump one more jump after that, then you have to go out.
Sure. And it has to be a jump that you've already jumped. So if you get eliminated at the first obstacle, you can't do anything. You have to go out.
Seems so hectic. But is show jumping really big in South Africa? And do you think we have enough shows?
We definitely have enough shows. There's almost one every weekend.
Oh,
which
nice.
Is quite nice.
Yeah, that's great.
Because you can pick and choose which ones you want to go to, which ones you don't want to go to. So I would definitely say we have enough shows.
Yeah, if you guys can also just elaborate more on pony rider, juniors and adults.
So we've got 4 categories.
Okay.
We've got your pony category, mm-hmm. which is people that ride ponies. So ponies are under 148 centimeters high. So if they're higher than that, then they are horses. If they're smaller than that, then they are ponies. And you can only be up to the age of 16, otherwise you are too old to ride ponies. Then you've got the child on horse category, which is my sister's actually competing in. It's between ages 12 and 14, jumping horses, so not ponies. Then you've got your junior career, which is usually from about 14 to 18 years of age.
Okay.
And it's horses as well. And then you've got your adult career, which starts from 18 and up. You do get something that is called the dual license,
okay,
which you can get when you are 16 years old. And then you can compete as an adult as well as a junior.
Do you guys have those junior licenses?
I do.
You're waiting for 60.
Yes.
And how do you prepare for your shows, Jenny?
So we all have coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to my coach about 3 times a week.
Okay.
I jump a track, do a gymnastic, just something to make them sharper in front so that they don't knock, or jump a track just to make sure that everything's in place.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll take them for a nice long walk before the show just so that their energy levels are up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say I do before.
And Jade, would you say that you need to be fit in order to be a show jumper? Do you guys actually like run, you know, all those hectic kind of stuff?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
I enjoy going for nice long runs. It's
okay.
Actually, it's quite nice.
Yeah.
And you definitely have to be fit. People think we just sit there. You actually don't.
Yeah.
There's so much more to it, and you really have to be fit. And not just you, your horse has to be fit as well. So it's a combination thing that goes hand in hand.
Can you tell me more about your horses?
So I have 6 currently.
Okay.
That I ride. So I have a 15 one-hand one,
mm-hmm,
that I jump in the open children's. I recently, on Saturday,
mm-hmm,
won a title with her, won the spring fair title.
Congratulations.
With her.
Wait. Thank that you. Deserves something like a round of applause.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I jump her in the opens, and then I just currently got a new horse,
mm-hmm,
recently that I also jumped in the open children's. She also did really, really well. Then I have one called Zidane that I do in the 1 meters.
Okay.
And then I've got 3 others at home. It's a lot.
Yeah. And you, Jade?
So I've got 2 that I'm riding competitively at the moment. I jump one in the 1.3 meters, and my big horse is in the 135 meters.
Mm.
And they are going so well. I can't be more happy with them.
And when it comes to synergy between you and the horse, how does that work? You both can answer.
Yeah, it's a... You have to have your connection.
Yeah, how does that connection come about?
It's like a natural thing. It's like making a new friend.
Okay.
A relationship and a bond. And the more time you spend with them, the stronger your bond gets. And
I would say it takes up to a year to form a proper bond.
Oh, sure, yeah. That's long.
That's
so what happens in between?
You get to know them.
Get to know what they do and don't.
Yeah.
Make mistakes and you fix it that way and see what they like, see what you like, and you have to work together as a team.
And do you often at times find yourself where you're just frustrated with your horse?
For sure.
And how do you react?
Patience. Lots and lots of patience.
You do get a little mad at first, but after a while it will come right. It takes a lot of patience, as my sister said.
Yeah. And talking about patience as well, if you guys can just talk to us about coming back from a fall or failure, you know, losing a ride or a horse, how do you guys come back from that? I'll start with you, Jade.
It is very difficult. Mm. Horse riding is such a mental game. Mm. You have to be so strong. I go to a sports psychiatrist, actually, just to help me, you know, stay positive and build up where I've lost and stuff like that. Because, like I said, it's a head game and it gets really hard. If your head is not in the right place, you're not going to get anywhere.
Mm. And you, Jenny?
I would say we both can get very critical on what we did wrong. But I would say I like to focus on how I can get it right again. If I came out of a failure, I would like to think how I could fix it, how I'm going to fix it, and then I go home and go fix it so that the next time I have it right.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good to just go back to the drawing board, you know, and come back stronger when it comes to your next show. But I'm curious to find out, how do you guys juggle a busy life in terms of school and show jumping? How does that work? And what are the expectations from your parents?
It's really hard because you have to keep your schoolwork up. I mean, I can't just ride. But I still need to maintain my relationship with my horses. I can't just leave them, and I won't just leave them. So I'd say it's really hard, and you really have to stick to a schedule. You have to figure one out and stick to it. You can't just change.
And you?
For me, I'm in my matric year now, so it's a lot of juggling going on.
And you also have to prioritize your academics because, you know, that also determines your future in terms of varsity and stuff. How are you handling that?
It's hard. I'm not even going to lie about it. It takes a lot of planning, usually on a Sunday, and I have to, like, sit and map out a plan for me, how I'm going to do what. Some days I have to skip my riding to spend more time on my schoolwork, and other days vice versa, you know. So it's really the best thing I can advise is to stick to a plan or schedule and not veer off it.
Definitely. And since you are in matric and obviously you're looking to go into varsity, will you still continue with show jumping?
Yes, definitely.
You'll make sure that it works out at the end.
Definitely.
And you, what are your plans with the show jumping? How far do you want to go with it?
I would like to go eventually overseas to compete for our country.
Nice.
And I really want to do the top derby one time or more.
Okay. Was the show jumping at the Olympics?
Yes, there was.
It was.
Would you guys like to participate at the upcoming Olympics? I mean, there's Paris coming up in the next couple of years.
That would be nice, but I would be too young.
Oh, you wouldn't be. But there are a lot of people who actually participate at the Olympics. Like this year, we had, I think it was a 15-year-old, Boipila Awa, who participated in the skateboarding. And it's just unfortunate that she actually didn't compete because she got injured while she was practicing. So you're never too young for the Olympics. Who knows? You could start now.
Yeah.
Okay, so something exciting that's coming up is the Rich in History and an Equestrian Calendar Highlight. The 4-day horse extravaganza will culminate on Sunday, the 3rd of October at the Kyalami Equestrian Park in Johannesburg. And I do understand before we went on air that you guys won't be participating on Sunday, but you guys will be participating from Wednesday.
Yes.
Please do tell us more.
I'll be competing in the 130s, which is open juniors, the highest you can go as a junior at most shows. And I'm definitely looking forward to it. Derby, it's such a nice track.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And you?
I will be competing in the open children's, which I just did in this past show. It goes up to 110. I've got three lovely horses in there.
And who are your rides for this derby?
I've got a horse called Zidane.
Okay.
He actually comes from Namibia.
Oh.
And then I have a horse called Capital Conlang.
Okay.
I don't own him though. He's owned by by the Capital Stud.
Okay.
But I've got him in the derby.
He's an
import as well. And then I have a mare called Arden's Villiers, which is also an import. So I've got those three.
So you'll be using three for the specific derby?
Yes.
And you, Jade?
So I'm just riding my one horse.
Yeah.
She's called Rotoflow Chow Z.
Yeah.
She loves derby. It's like her favorite thing to do. She loves going up the banks, down the steps. She's such a fun ride to have. I won't be competing my other horse, unfortunately. He's not a derby horse. He'll go up, but he won't go down the steps. So I'd rather save him for a better day.
So you talk about your horse not being a derby horse. What actually happens in these derbies?
So derby, in a normal course, let's start there, you'll have about 12 jumps. It's in a much smaller arena than your derby track.
And it's on sand.
It's on mostly sand.
Okay.
So you'd have a course of, say, 12 jumps.
Okay.
And then you have to complete that in a certain amount of time. And it's actually quite straightforward. The Derby is in a grass arena for starters. It's about 3 times the size of your normal arena, and it's over 18 fences instead of 12. So which makes it a lot more difficult. They have to be fitter, they have to be stronger. There's also called the dike, so it's almost like a little dip that you go through, and there's jumps in this dip. Then you've got steps, literally like 2 steps that you have to jump on and then jump on again.
Yeah.
There's also a bank that you go down. It's like almost like a drop that you go down. And then there's a thing called tabletop, which is almost like 2 brick fences that you have to jump over.
Mm.
So there's a lot of new stuff that you won't get in your normal course. And this show only happens once a year.
The derbies only happen once a year. Okay, that's very much interesting. So it's something that you always look forward to.
Yeah.
I hear you guys talking about the different surfaces in terms of sand and grass. Which one would you say is your favorite?
I like the grass better. I've got horses that are really good on the grass.
Mm.
And it's just more fun being in a bigger open arena. You can go fast. You can really do much more in a bigger arena. So I would definitely say the grass.
And you, Jade?
I prefer the sand. I'm a lot more conservative. But I like the smaller arena to ride in.
That is so interesting, the fact that you guys prefer something different. But which one do you find more challenging?
Definitely the grass.
Yes. Definitely the grass.
The grass is more challenging. It demands a lot.
Yes, there's so much more to it than just your normal sand.
Sure. And also, just before we wrap things up, do you have anything to say to the new sponsor, I mean the United Aviation Group?
I would just really like to say thank you so much for sponsoring. We all really appreciate it. Thank you so much for making it all happen, because it takes a lot to run a show like this, and thank you so much for helping us.
Definitely lots of thanks to you guys, because like my sister said, it takes a lot to sponsor a big show like this and to make it all happen. And it's so nice to see new sponsors come into the sport and support and help young riders carry themselves to the top by making the show a possibility.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in studio and chatting to us more about what show jumping really is. I trust that all the listeners at home now understand and they'll be rooting for you guys. Are you guys on social media just so they can follow the good work that you're doing?
Yes.
Are you nervous to tell me about your social media handles? Because mommy's here.
No. So they can look on Rotorflow International on Instagram.
Okay.
Most of our stuff is there because we actually sponsored by Rotorflow.
Oh, nice.
So then they can follow our whole group because there's a group of us riding.
Okay.
And we've got one of our riders are overseas.
Yeah.
And there's us over here. So there's a lot that they can follow on the Rotorflow International.
Oh, okay.
And then mine is Janine Kutsia 07 on Instagram.
And Jade could see her for me.
Yes, do make sure that you follow Janine and Jade on social media just to follow their journey and, you know, when it comes to show jumping, just to keep abreast with all that is happening in terms of the upcoming derby as well. Guys, I wish you all the best. Hopefully we'll be able to catch up with you and just to give us an update on how things are going and how well you guys are doing. We wish you all the best, and we know that you guys will make us proud.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A 360-degree view on sports.